In my work, I talk about three stages, just for convenience sake. And the first stage, or in a first stage moment, you try to get things for yourself. So if you are in a first stage moment, you want her for a reason, to get something, to get love from her, to get her body, to get her sex, to get her happiness, to get something. She's giving you something, so you want her. And if she's in a first stage moment, you're giving her something and she wants you. That's a first stage moment. She's with you because she wants something from you. And when you're not giving it, then she closes down. And when she's not giving it, then you close down. That's a first stage moment. Then you move to a second stage moment, eventually, more stably. And that is when you go, well, she's not giving it to me. I could give it to myself. I'd still like to be with her, but I could give it to myself. So I'm no longer dependent on her. But I still love her, and she's doing the same to you. You know, I love you, I want to be with you, but, you know, I there's a kind of space that one carves out for oneself, because opening isn't satisfactory because you're not giving her what she wants. So instead of opening and then being hurt, she prefers and you prefer to have a kind of boundary, you know, that you both choose to open occasionally, maybe during sex or something, but then you close it again and you have your separate spaces. You know what I'm talking about? Okay, that's kind of where it feels like you're at, right? At that level, your talk how can I say it? Anything you say is your separate self talking about your separate self and her separate self talking about her separate self. Like you were just about to tell me like 2 years that it did. I mean, the third stage moment, or a third stage relationship, occurs when history becomes uninteresting. So what happened 2 years ago is as uninteresting to you as to me. And it is completely uninteresting to me, although we might let you say it for your sake. But the last moment becomes uninteresting to you. And all there is you and her, let's say, sitting there, and you're feeling this moment as an opportunity to give everything. Simply because you are the giving of everything. That's who you are. That's the only way you can live complete. You know what I mean? So when you say you're trying to find your masculinity from your toes and so forth, it's very simple. It brings up a lot, so there's a lot to work with. But the simplicity of it is, give everything you have to give in every moment completely to her or anybody you're with. Now, as you do that, all the first and second stage stuff is still going to come up. So you're going to not give her what she needs, and she's going to close, and then she's not giving you what you need, and you're going to close. And those kind of things are going to still happen. And again, your opportunity there is to give everything in the midst of that. If you keep practicing giving everything over and 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 over, and you kind of ferret out all the little secret ways you're not giving everything, you know, usually other people have to help you because they're like our blind spots, we can't see them. But you give in every area completely, what happens is you begin to stabilize more and more into a third stage way of living, which would be a third stage relationship, which means even if you're both miserable somehow, she's not giving you something, you're not giving her something, you've stubbed your toes, your kids pissed on you, your bank account is, your car crashed. Stuff happens, you know. Even in the midst of that, you can live giving everything. That is what we're here, and especially starting tomorrow for the weekend, because, you know, the talk stops here and then we'll be doing exercises. You have to actually do it. You can't just be inspired by it. I mean, I'm glad that you were inspired and stuff, but you actually have to give her everything, and me, everything. Everything. Absolutely everything. With nothing held back. And I'm not talking about the content of your mind, which is just whatever it is, or the content of anything. I'm talking about your love or consciousness. You know, there's a gesture one can make, it's difficult to describe, of giving your heart completely, or giving your innermost consciousness completely. Do you know what I'm talking about? So you could feel when that occurs. Everyone can feel when that occurs. We could vote, you know. Everyone can feel it. It's a tangible, objective thing. You're not doing that. Now, I personally have no interest in second stage therapy. There are many very, very good second stage therapists who could go, well, you know, the way your parents treated you is going to make you react in this way. When she does this, you're going to do that. So what I want you to do is to, you know, close your eyes and remember the time when your mother did this. And then here's the new pattern to use, or, you know, whatever you want to use, like NLP, swish patterns to move it out of the way, or some kind of inner child work where you express this or that. I mean, all of that kind of thing is really good for arranging the patterns of your body-mind. None of that has anything to do directly with offering your complete love in every moment. You can do that right now or not. You're either opening or you're closing. And that's it. Now, there's lots of details to work out because there's the art of opening in every possible way. How can you kiss her that open? Well, your body mind's probably just used to some, you know, like, kind of thing, you know. But to practice kissing her as if it were the deepest expression, like you were a poet searching for a way to express the deepest truth of your being through your kiss, that's a whole different thing. How do you touch her from the innermost being? That could take years to develop as an art. Now, it's complete from the very beginning, but the development of your capacity to convey it is like any artist. It takes time. So that is what life is. It's the expression of art, which is consciousness or love, through our bodies to one another in every way, whether it's child rearing, playing musical instruments, speaking, touching. Sure, that's it, period. If you say anything that isn't just giving her your love, you're creating suffering in her, and me, for that matter, and everyone else, and you. Every time you sit there and you think of your history together, and you try to fix something, you're in a second stage moment trying to make things better. There's nothing wrong with those moments. They just won't express the deepest place of your heart. They're just shuffling the pattern. What I'm suggesting is shuffle that pattern as much as you want. That's your business. You might want to shuffle it. That's fine. But if you want to do what you were inspired to do last night, just in spite of the pattern, give everything. Love her so completely that there's no love left. There's nothing left. You just absolutely, it's like jumping off the cliff. You just give yourself completely and find out what happens. So look at her. You could look at him if you could. I don't know if your neck could move. So I'm just going to call you a light blue dress and black shirt. Black shirt? Yes. Okay, light blue dress. On a scale of 0 to 10, how much love do you feel him giving you? 0, the less love than you've ever felt in your life. 10, more love than he's ever given you in your entire life. Just out loud, give him a number for how deeply you feel him giving you love. 4, good. So now, whatever's going on in your mind, black shirt, whether it's, I mean, we'll never know whether she's projecting that and it's really a 10 or whether it's a 2 and she's giving you, being generous or something. Just give her more. Actually feel into her heart. Look into her, feel deeper into her heart. Feel her deepest desire in her heart. Actually feel it. Allow yourself, like your heart is like sonar, and you're feeling into her heart. And would you give him a higher or lower? Is it the same now, Miss Blushin? Okay, what number would you give him now? 8, wow, from 4 to 8 in 3 seconds. Now, stay with it. So 8's pretty high, just sustain 8. Can you, now, Blackshirt, keep looking into her eyes, but talk to me. Can you feel what you did that made it go from 4 to 8? Just do that. Do more of that right now. Give him a number. It could go up or down. I mean, his trying might make it go down. 4, good, back at 4. That's fine. It fluctuates moment to moment. That's why it's an art. You have to feel the moment to moment truth of it. Okay, stay with it. Open to her. Feel her deepest heart. Totally disregard yourself, black shirt, and feel her deepest heart. Actually feel her yearning. Allow yourself to be one with her yearning. Give him a number, please. 9. Okay, so whatever you're doing now, sustain it. Now, in a good relationship, you'll be doing this continuously. Now, it might help for maybe 15 minutes a day to sit down with each other and actually give each other numbers like this. So she would just narrate your number, 3, 3, 7, 8, 9, 9, 4, you know, just, and you would begin to feel and become sensitive to how you fluctuate. And you could do the same for her. You could give her numbers. You know, we're not going to do that right now, but you could do that. And then you could train each other how to love each other so you can both feel it and be one. And at 10, there's no sense of separation. Can you feel that 9 was close to feeling no separation? Can you, blue dress? Okay, good. You could look back this way now. Is that practical enough for you? Can you feel the difference between 3 and 9 when she said it? So, in other words, she's not living in some kind of cocoon of, like, she can't tell what's going on. Now, there's sometimes she'll add her own projection and her own stuff, just like you will or anyone would. But you could, a good relationship, you could trust that more often than not, she's actually feeling whether you're loving her fully or not. And anything less than 10, actually, is suffering. To sustain a 10 is quite, takes some practice. Because all you have to do is, you know, follow a thought, and she'll go 3. Because she'll feel that you're no longer feeling her, but you're following a thought. And so you need to come back to feeling into her, and she'll go 8, 9, and then there'll be a 10. And you could both be doing this simultaneously, so maybe at one moment both of you will go 10, 10, 10, 10, 2, 10, 10. And through that kind of practice, you learn to live at 10. Did that answer the question you didn't ask? Okay. How about for you? Okay, you guys complete for now? You at 10? 3, 4, 2.
But I'm not sure if I want to do that with him.
That's the second stage that I'm talking about, that little safety zone. So as long as you're not sure, that's fine, but that has nothing to do with what we're doing. I mean, like I say, a therapist. But when you're sure that for your sake, you want to give everything, even if the relationship only lasts 5 seconds more, you want to give everything for the sake of the giving, because it hurts too much not to give everything, then you simply practice giving everything and you find out what happens in the relationship. Maybe it'll dissolve, maybe it'll stay together. But having the basis of the relationship be that 10-hood is a lot more open foundation for that relationship than, like, you know, give me this. You'll never know if it's safe to give everything. You might give everything and he might punch you in the face. You might give everything and he may marry you and stay with you the rest of your life. And it'll fluctuate moment by moment how he responds when you give him everything. The only thing you get for loving is love. Ving. You know, you just get to love, which is who you are. It's what you are. So you just get to be who you are, which is perfectly fulfilling in the moment of giving everything, even though the patterns of your body mind might be suffering greatly because he's being at 3. You're giving at 10, and he's at 3. And so that hurts. That inherently hurts your heart. It just hurts to give love when someone's not loving with you. You know what I mean? It hurts. So to avoid that hurt, the first stage solution is to just pay attention to yourself and get your needs fulfilled. The second stage solution is to make a deal with somebody, like, I'm hurt, you're hurt, but let's do this deal, you know. We'll open this way, you just make an arrangement with each other, you know, like, but it still hurts. The third stage, you just go, hey, even though it hurts, it's not going to stop me. I'm going to be who I am, which is love. And you give love, and it hurts terribly sometimes. It hurts precisely in every moment that you give love, and the people around you are unable to receive it and reciprocate, and just open as love with you. And now, after you practice for a while, so your own patterns you don't even hardly notice anymore, you know what hurts? Everyone else's patterns. So you're looking into his eyes, and his patterns of closure, you know, you're wide open at 10, and let's say he's at a 2 or something. You actually, like I was asking him to feel your longing, you feel his pain. And that hurts. I mean, you're feeling his pain. So now it's not even your pain, you're feeling it's his. And great beings feel the pain and the joy of everyone. They stay open as love, even though pain occurs and hurt occurs. That is a difficult practice, but it's the only choice. When you get uninterested in the history or the story of who you are and your little bubble of protection, you get hurt and, you know, you haven't been wanting to love him completely because you didn't know what's going to happen. You never know what's going to happen. And yeah, there's going to be times you're going to love him and he's not going to reciprocate and you're going to suffer. It's going to hurt, whatever word you want to use for that. It hurts to love and not be met with love. You have a choice. You could experience that hurt, or you could live life with the shell, which not only are you hurt because you're not bent by love, but now you're adding the hurt of the shell of the separation and the lie that living that way is. It's horrible because you know you can love. You are love. What you do is you open your heart completely, you feel into his heart until it's a 10, and then you act spontaneously. Might be absolutely appropriate to knee him in the balls if he's being a jerk, or slap, or like Kali, cut off his head, or dance for him. Now, in the workshop, we'll be doing actual exercises because there's specific things, like for men's anger, for instance. Men's anger is always because they're feeling constrained, trapped by life. Feminine anger is always because you're feeling unloved. So you get angry most because you're not feeling loved. He doesn't get angry because he's not feeling loved. He gets angry because he's feeling trapped in his relationship, in his job. He doesn't know what to do. And so the way to deal with feminine and masculine anger is totally different. So there's some skills you could learn. You could learn that masculine anger, when you're feeling trapped, rises at heat up the front of your body. So when a man gets angry, he gets like this, do you know what I'm talking about? It's like this heat in the face. So one instant way to cure masculine anger is to coolly run your fingers down the front of his body like cool water, and then get just hold his leg and look at him and make an orgasm sound. Just go like, ah, and he'll be going, ah. Now all you've done is use the yoga of the masculine and feminine energetics, so instead of the heat rising up his body, it's going down. Okay? He's instantly not angry. Now you still have an issue to deal with, but now you could stand up, look into his eyes, establish tenhood, and from that basis of love and tenhood, do whatever you need to do. So that's what you could do. It's not just love, it's love with skill. Otherwise, you just are an infant just loves, but you know, it's helpless. It can't help it. I mean, it's just love because it's just love, and it hasn't developed any capacities to distract it from love. The beauty of growing, of maturing, is that your responsibilities increase because the percentage of the infinity of the pattern becomes you. And so you have to learn to love through the shape of infinity, which includes your whole body and his whole body and ultimately everyone and every being's whole body, to be alive as all of this continuously. To love like that. And to develop the skills that you uniquely have, which are different than mine or anyone else's, to love through those forms. So when he gets angry, you know, I just went through a practice you could do with him. But it all depends on being grounded in that tenhood, ultimately. You know, that you were just practicing. Now, what he needs to do when you get angry is a totally different thing. What he needs to do when you get angry, you know, you're not feeling love, so you don't, you know. And he needs, you know, first of all, men, because they identify with nothingness, just want to leave that situation. Like, hey, especially spiritual men, which really means second stage men, it's just like, breathe, breathe. You know, can you witness your anger? As if somehow, you know, nothingness is better than anger. You know, that's the value, the masculine value, that the depth of nothingness is better than anger, which is such a ridiculous, masculine, one-sided opinion that's been injected through masculine religions, basically, into people's lives. Every masculine religion, it's like anger or any emotion actually is bad compared to no emotion, which feels like home to the masculine, you know. So now you're angry. Now instantly he feels that's a problem. His immediate response is now whether he walks right into it or runs a secondary, his immediate response is like, oh fuck. You know, like, man, raise your hand if that's true. I just want to make sure. Yeah, okay. So it's just like, fuck, you know, it's like, why do I have to deal with this? You know, it's something. I'd rather it be nothing. And it's a something that's particularly something. It's a woman's anger, you know. So it's a very something something, and God, you wish it were nothing. And so you try to do something to get it to nothing. That's the native masculine response, to get her anger to nothing. And you think that that's somehow good for both of you if you only identify with the masculine. So you think, well, she'd be better off if she wasn't angry. I'd be better off if she wasn't angry. The world would be better off if she wasn't angry. let's deal with your anger, you know, and you help her breathe through it and process what she needs to process, or, you know, stand back and witness, let the anger come and go, you know, whatever it is. But all from the attitude that no anger is superior to anger, which is only true in the masculine value sphere. In the feminine value sphere, she is anger when she's angry. She's sorrow when she's sorrowful. She's blue dress when she's in a blue dress. She is what she's feeling. You have to grasp, if you don't want to be a celibate living in a cave, and this is a genuine decision, you know, you've made it, but you still have the choice. You could go to a cave and never deal with a woman again. But if you want to live with a woman, and you want to live with her in a way that isn't a first or second stage way of just making a compromise and spending your life feeling you're compromising constantly because to live how you really wanted to live, you can't deal with this shit. And you know what I'm talking about? So if you don't want to live that way, you have to live your absolute truth, which you, as a masculine person, is that consciousness reigns. R-E-I-G-N-S. You know? Consciousness is home. Now, if you want to live with a woman, you have to live as her anger, as consciousness. You actually have to be able to wear her anger like a coat, as consciousness. You have to be able to walk right into her anger and breathe it in and have no sense of like, oh, there has to be no anger for there to be consciousness. That's asinine. Why can't anger be the play of consciousness? It is. What is it? It's not consciousness. I mean, the anger is playing as consciousness. That's the feminine. It's the play of consciousness. It's whatever the play is. That is, all of this is the feminine. That's she. And she's a woman, and she has a feminine essence. So she will incarnate all the tendencies of change, all the tendencies of appearance, of the she with the capital S, you know, the big she. Which means that she's going to be really angry at times for no reasons even. Sometimes there's reasons, sometimes there's not. It really doesn't matter. And you are, if you stay in the place of thinking that it's better to be nothing than something, you'll always suppress her. You'll always squash her. Even in your genuine love of trying to help her will be the attitude she'll be better off if she's not angry. That is simply untrue. She'd be better off if she was wide open as love as she's angry or sad or in pain or happy or whatever fluctuation she's doing. Remember, you were here yesterday. Do you remember we were talking about, like, the feminine is always in this cycle, you know, like good, bad, open, close, happy, you know, like all, you know, and the cycle's huge and multidimensional, and you know, and it's better just to, you know. Since I've been here, I've discovered Tui's beer. I've never, they don't have Tui's in the States or something, but enough Tui's, and the fluctuations don't matter, you know. Well. You can also practice in consciousness so that instead of withdrawing into the emptiness as she gets angry, you walk into her consciousness. You walk into her anger as consciousness. And you go, wow, consciousness is playing as anger. And you feel her value sphere in her heart, which is love. And you feel, you don't think this, but in essence, the feeling is, how can I open that heart in the midst of this anger? And that's all you do, is you connect with her heart deeply in the midst of anger, and you love her with everything in the midst of anger, and just find out what happens to the anger. Sometimes it stays, sometimes it goes, and even if it goes, it's going to come back, so it's irrelevant. I mean, it's just going to cycle. She might pick up a shoe and hit you and tell you then how much she loves you. And you'll be going, you just hit me with a damn shoe. You know, like, you know what? Do you know what I mean? She's done things like that, right? Like, yeah. Or it's like, get out of here, I hate you. Then you turn around, how could you leave? You know, it's, you can't, the feminine is just change. Crunching, munching, infinite. And you either can feel all of it as conscious and therefore have no fear and need to withdraw, or you have to somehow buffer yourself from it. To be with a woman is to choose to be in the concentrated form of the feminine, you know? I mean, it's, you could kind of diminish it somewhat living in the world. You just go into your little room and shut it and paint all the walls white and, you know, wear special clothes and not touch anything and breathe a certain way and sit and without moving and minimize all fluctuation, and then it's like, yeah, yeah. Nothing. you know? And then it's like, you know, in the masculine vows, your thoughts start coming up. Oh, gotta get beyond those thoughts or feel through them or beneath them. Oh yeah, back to nothing. Back to nothing. Back to nothing. Well, you might as well just kill yourself if you really want the nothing. It's just an illusion. Actually, the reason you've taken birth is to recognize all of this as nothing. Specifically, her as nothing. And not realize it like this. Realize it like this. Walk into her as nothing. Fearlessly penetrating her wide open. You as nothing. Her as love. Which is the exact same thing. Just the feminine way of feeling nothing is the openness of love. If you're not doing that, you're just blabbing about your history and the way your parents treated you, and she's he hurts me, and I don't know if I can trust him. You know, that kind of thing. Right, it's horrible. So have some humor about it. He's dying to get everything to nothing. Can you have some humor about that? I mean, look at this guy. All he wants in his life is a little nothing. I mean, isn't that something? Isn't there something humorous about that? That I mean, look into his eyes when he's like, you know, and realize that his home is in where nothing's happening. That's the only time where he goes, ah, when nothing is happening. It's a weird-ass place. It's a arid, you know, if you go to a place where there's only men living or something, a monastery or, you know, a jail or an army or something, it's like, ooh. You know, it's just like, do you know what I'm talking about? There's no, it's weird. You're terrified. Otherwise, you would just kick the shit out of him and love the hell out of him and fuck him wide open. And maybe one day you won't be as terrified, and maybe you'll stay terrified, and then you'll need the little buffers, and I'll see you 10 years from now, and you'll still be going, you know, I'm afraid to love him because, you know, or whatever. And that'll be the way it is. Or not, I don't know. Maybe you'll go home and practice tenhood, and you'll come back, and he won't be saying something, you'll grab his crotch, and instead of him going, don't grab my crotch, I'll go, and he'll grab you, and he'll kiss you, and smack you, and put you down, and say, you know, you do that again, and I'm going to take you right here in front of everyone. You're going to go, oh, yeah. And in the midst of it all, you'll be opening his love, and he'll be resting as nothing. In the midst of it, as it, as the play that your bodies are doing, you're just opening his love, and he's just opening his nothing. And you just bring that together, and that's what fuck, or that's what this moment is, that's what life is, to recognize that the light and the consciousness are the same. They're the same. You are the same. You know what I mean? You could feel in those moments when you look into each other's eyes and there's oneness, or when you're making love and you just blend into each other as oneness. Those are like moments of grace where you feel that this moment is the union of light and consciousness. You are light, he is consciousness, which means if he's not opening in unity with you, he's trying to get back into consciousness, and you are trying to express light. Don't you see me? Don't you hear me? Don't you love me? Don't you want to touch me? You know, I don't feel you feeling me. You know, the feminine needs to be felt because it's light. It needs to be seen because it's light. That's the inherent desire. So if you're not yielding as love, you're complaining that no one's noticing you. You know what I'm talking about? And if he's not resting in consciousness through you, he's trying to get away from you into nothingness. So he's either going, I need more quiet, and you're going, I need more love. Or you just give love, and he just opens his emptiness, and you come together as that. And that's a third stage moment of practice. You know, how do I say this? I have no interest in creating a game where, like, you bring a problem to me and I fix it, or you're less than something, and by coming here you'll get more of it. And that's not a game or a pattern or a play that I'm interested in. I know that you are love. You know that, right? So let's just not play the game that you're less than that. And if you want to learn the artistry of expressing that love through the form that you've been born with, you've come to the right place. But if you want to, then go somewhere else. Go to someone who enjoys creating a pattern of well, let's end it then, okay? Okay. Fear, come on, stand up here. Turn around and face the group. Okay, just be a puppet. So I'm going to move you. Okay, just breathe and look at the audience. Keep your eyes open. Connect to them in love. Now feel yourself connecting to them in love. Okay? And then tell me if this helps or hurts. Do you feel more or less connected? Or are you terrified? Okay, good. So can you feel that opening that much? You don't have to look at me. Just relax. I'll move you. So feel that just this much openness is terrifying. I'd give anything for you, dear. Oh, baby, I'd give anything. Okay, now you can take a bow. So it's as simple as that. Just unlock the body, express love through it, and it's done. So go home tonight and practice it alone. And then do it in front of each other. And when it's easy in front of each other, invite some friends over and get to the point where you can just live your life dancing open as love.